Greetings again, friends and neighbors, brothers and sisters. It's Pastor Bob, and I guess we can call this the evening edition of our Sabbath Day's Daily Respite. It's Sunday. It is September 5th. So far, it's been a glorious day, and I'm sure the evening will continue that way. This is episode number 28. By the way, of our Daily Respite series. And on Sunday, we have our wild card day. And I have just the short, brief, but right on target devotion for us today. This is a single sheet of paper that has been copied from a devotional called Mornings with Jesus 2021. Mornings with Jesus 2021. And this devotion was given to me, copied for me and given to me by someone out there, one of you. And I'm not sure who it is. But hey, if you know, let me know. But let's get on to the devotion. So, Mornings with Jesus. This is from the Saturday, January 30th. Devotion. Keep that in mind. Chosen because of the topic that the author decides to focus on as he lifts up one of our favorite Bible stories, right? And as we go on, I think you'll see what I mean. First, we begin with Scripture. We're then going to have the devotion, and then we'll close with what it's called a faith step. Amen. Center ourselves, ears on our hearts. The scripture is from the Gospel of Luke, from chapter 19, verses 4 and 5. That's Luke 19, verses 4 and 5. He ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." I love the story of Zacchaeus, the tax collector, whose very occupation was associated with sin. Yet, when he heard Jesus was coming to town, he ran to meet him. Crowds blocked his view until he spotted a tree. There, the story took a radical turn. Jesus sees everything, so I doubt he was surprised to find the tax man straddling a branch overhead. But in this story, it's not Jesus or Zacchaeus that captures my attention. It's the tree. Because God had planted it years earlier for that specific purpose, to grow, until one day, a short man in need of salvation would climb it. To see his Lord. God's wisdom astounds me. That he cares so much about one small sinner leaves me in awe. It's time I recognize the trees in my life. You know, the people and things that Jesus has planted in the path of my salvation. The trees in my life. Years ago, before I knew Christ, a friend invited me to an intensive international Bible study. I attended, and over time, I grew to love Jesus and gave my life to Him. 30 years later, I led a group in that very same Bible study. Who was the tree here? My friend? The study itself? Being in the Word daily? I think Jesus planted an entire forest for my short, scrawny soul. Now, it's my turn to be a tree. Who can I pull up out of the world's cares and help him or her see the Savior? That wonderful devotion was submitted by Heidi Gall to Mornings with Jesus 2021. Amen. Hey, let's close with this faith step. You might want to write this down or make a mental note of it. On a paper, list the quote-unquote trees God planted in your life to help you see Him better. Then, give thanks for each one. And finally, think of people for whom you can be a tree. Amen.